From Death Without End by Jose Gorostiza. Filled with myself, walled up in my skin by an inapprehensible god that is stifling me, deceived perhaps by his radiant atmosphere of light that hides my drained conscience, my wings broken into splinters of air, my listless groping through the mire, filled with myself, gorged, I discover my essence in the astonished image of water that is only an unwithering cascade, a tumbling of angels fallen of their own accord in pure delight, that has nothing but a whitened face, half sunken already, like an agonized laugh in the thin sheets of the cloud and the mournful canticles of the sea. More aftertaste of salt or cumulus whiteness than lonely haste of foam pursued. Nevertheless, O paradox, constrained by the rigor of the glass that clarifies it, the water takes shape. In the glass it sits, sinks deep and builds, attains a bitter age of silences, and the graceful response of a child smiling in death that deflowers a beyond of disbanded birds. In the crystal snare that strangles it there, as in the water of a mirror, it recognizes itself. Bound there, drop with drop, the trope of foam withered in its throat. What intense nakedness of water, what water, so strongly water, is dreaming in its iridescent sphere, already singing a thirst for rigid ice. But what a provident glass, also, that swells like a star ripe with grain, that flames in heroic promise like a heart inhabited by happiness, and that punctually yields up to the water a round transparent flower, a missile eye that attains heights and a window to luminous cries over that smoldering liberty, oppressed by white fetters.